This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, I can already tell this is going to be an hour. An hour to remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, how do you do? We are here in this radio environment that I've sort of created in concert with some of my friends, broadcast companions. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington now.
Howdy.
He has opinions about the top stories, the big items of interest from our friends at Talkers Magazine. They do the weekly charts, the stories, the people. So not only do we have Mr. McFadden here, we also have with us Victoria Keelan, who's a veteran of the DJV show, which is heard every day around the country as well. And then there's the evil one.
Yes.
The evil thoughts of Joe Crummy. Nobody's probably ever introduced you. I have a good voice for that, too, I think. Don't you think?
Doug, do it again. If you're going to promote the podcast, say it twice.
He's the evil one. He has evil thoughts.
Thank you, Doug.
Evil. Richie, would that get you to go and listen to his Evil Thought podcast?
It makes me curious because he sounds like such a nice guy.
Yeah, I know that's true. But when you download Evil Thoughts, things turn very quickly. So, and we do them every day.
Evil. Yes, he has a different podcast every day. So you know how many downloads you have? We've just been talking about how the heck we can figure out how to get downloads, because now everybody wants to know, well, if you got a podcast, how many downloads a month do you have? And I say, I haven't the slightest idea, but thanks for asking. So, is that important? I don't know.
It is to me, yeah. I mean, you want to grow the podcast so that you can then turn around to somebody and go, hey, pay me. Give me some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, all right?
All right. It's evil and it's Joe.
You know how you get more downloads?
How's that, Richie?
Talk about interesting stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
No. You know what you really do? This is great. Right. I went to Target over the weekend, and you know how they have those? They'll have a bunch of iPhones there, display models, and a lot of them work. So I just went to every one of them, and I subscribed to my podcast.
Why the hell not? This is great.
There we go. All right, now you know he really is evil, ladies. You'll be going around to all the stores in Los Angeles and be signing up for his podcast. That's actually quite a clever strategy. Okay, let's get to these with thoughts from evil or otherwise from everybody. The top 10 stories. Number 10, the usual sports action, what's going on. Although, Victoria, we were talking about Dan Patrick's interview of
Drew Brees. Yeah.
That's okay. I got it confused because everybody's concerned, not everybody. A lot of people are talking Tom Brady had a concussion, so his wife says. And
right.
So this other guy who's a quarterback for St. Louis, New Orleans, was on with Dan Patrick talking about it. And I didn't quite understand why would Dan Patrick pick this guy to talk about it versus any other quarterback in the league?
Well, Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he also happened to be on the Dan Patrick show on Thursday when this story broke. So when you have, a colleague in a sense of Tom Brady's, it made sense to ask him that. That wasn't the reason he was there. He was there promoting something else. But it was interesting. I mean, I thought his take was kind of safe and very NFL friendly. He basically said that the original story was Gisele Bündchen, who's Tom Brady's supermodel wife, she came out last week saying that she had taken Tom to the hospital after a game and that he was diagnosed with a concussion. And while they were there, they found out that he had had multiple concussions that were never diagnosed. So she's very public about it. Now, Tom has never said anything about this. And Drew Brees said, and never will, Drew Brees also kind of towed the NFL line and said self-diagnosing concussion, self-reporting is a gray area. area, and he said he wouldn't even tell his own wife if he knew he had a concussion. So
this is exactly what the NFL does not want to be talking about.
Wow. Right, but his answer is exactly what the NFL wants to hear, because he was basically saying that he was kind of shaming Giselle in a weird way, saying like, well, you know, reporting your own concussions isn't really a, you know, that's a gray area. And he was a little bit dismissive of it.
Wow.
That's girly.
What I was wondering after I heard this story was, what was Tom saying to Giselle after coming out and publicly saying that he had...
Well, that's
the
thing.
Tom's the last guy who would ever get up and go, oh, I think I'm hurt. You better take me out.
Right. Well, she said that he got home after a game and he was feeling kind of woozy, and then she said, okay, you're going to the hospital now, and that's how it all happened.
So she's a good wife.
She's. I think any wife would, if you see your husband, you know, he's obviously woozy and he's
sure,
kind of,
but does he think she's a good wife now? Or is he like, what are you doing?
You know what this is? This is concussion gate. That's what this is now.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
All right, number 9 on the list of stories, top 10 items from Talkers Magazine, listed there at talkers.com, is the situation with Miss America.
Miss USA.
Yeah. Victoria, you are right. Exactly.
Yeah, so she was on with us this week. We'll say that again, Joe.
Oh, don't mix the two up. There's a big difference.
No.
Victoria's
okay,
right.
All right, so Miss USA was on with us. We thought she was pretty smart,
yes.
Pretty special. We thought that she wasn't the run-of-the-mill bimbo. And I'm not sure. I think if you get to the top of this list, you're not a bimbo anyway,
mm-hmm.
Right? Would you suggest that?
Well, I think the flap is that she had what I saw the pageant last Sunday night, and I thought that she had the toughest question of any of the finalists. And she was asked, is health care in America a right or a privilege? That's not something, and when that's thrown at you and you've got 90 seconds to think on your feet, I think that's a very tough question. She said it was a privilege. She's gotten a lot of flack for that.
She walked it back, too. Apparently, according to the Washington Post, she walked it back and said, well, I hope that someday everybody has it, whatever that means. But I think she walked it back.
Mm-hmm. She was right. Stick with your answer.
Yeah. And just keep moving. She understood how to handle it. And that's it. She ought to be the press secretary for the president.
What I want to know is, Victoria, do you feel like you were demeaning women by watching this program?
No, because
what,
I think
Richie's being evil now.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. No, I know where he's going. It's fine.
He's got the rug under you and he's pulling it out.
Well, he can't pull this rug out because I'm standing on solid wood floor. But no, I do not think. In the past, I would have said yes. But Miss USA post-Trump, when he ran it, it was different. So now since Trump no longer owns the Miss USA pageant, they have changed it. They've eliminated the swimsuit contest. It's now athletic wear. There are a lot more intellectual questions. The answer can't all just be world peace. So, no, I think that it's improved vastly. And the girl who was the reigning Miss USA is one of the most impressive girls I've seen coming from the United States maybe ever. She's military. She's done so much great work for people and really raised awareness for PTSD and things like that. So, no, to answer your question, I think that it's improved a lot.
My wife, who is a Latina, the Latin community, I mean, they are all about the pageants.
Oh, I love the pageants.
Oh, yeah, and they are all about women being...
objectified?
Yep, beautiful. and feeling like women, and, you know... Then
it's
my
called
wife,
TNA, Richie. Just
well,
like
no, it's not TNA. Well, on the Spanish channels, it's definitely TNA, without a doubt.
Watch Sabati go Galante.
Let me tell you something.
Salvador Gigante.
No, the beauty pageants are a big thing in my house.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Okay, so anyway, that's the Miss USA story. So far we've gotten through two of these, and we got at least 8 more. Well, we'll see. We'll stick with a few and maybe not spend too much time on some of the others. The top 10 items from the News Talk Radio World with our comments, Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, and the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here.
Evil.
15 past. If you would like to have your performance enhanced, there are such things as performance-enhancing vegetables that help boost your circulation. You know, you've heard a lot of focus on green veggies and the green powder stuff, the green machines for stamina, energy, circulation, that sort of thing. Well, they exist, and they're good. But at the very top of the list are not green vegetables, but beets. They are loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. You don't have the crash. Remember, was it yesterday, Victoria, or someday earlier this week, mm-hmm. we were talking about what happened to somebody on these drinks, this kid who died, wasn't he like 14 years old, had three energy drinks, bing, bang, boom, and he died.
Yeah.
It's really tough on your nervous system and on your heart.
Awful. So this is not any of those because it's all natural. It's not a fake energy drink. It's the real thing. Mother Nature personified.
And by the way,
Mother Nature liquefied.
If you're drinking diet sodas, definitely put those down and pick up some Super Beats.
Okay.
It will help you feel good, and it's all natural.
You know what? The other thing is, Richie, somebody pointed out to me this week, one of the guys that you don't know, John, who works for me on the farm, but we were down in the cellar, and there was a tub left over from last Father's Day. Meredith had gotten a whole bunch of drinks, and we put them in a tub, and I haven't ever paid any. They've just been sitting there. So I picked them up and was looking at it. He says, do you realize how much of that, corn starch, whatever the...
Yeah.
What are they? Hydrogenated...
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Is in all of those things. Even if you're drinking what appears to be a diet drink, the stuff that's in there is so horrible for you. And even if it may give you a little bit of a charge, it's fleeting, whereas the dietary nitrates stay with you for a long time. You all, Richie, you drink it. Victoria, you drink it. We probably should get some.
I just had mine, actually, yeah.
Please, thank you. I'm waiting. I answer the door every single day, and I'm waiting. Every day.
You're going to be looking. I'll bring you over a dozen beets later on today. How's that?
Thank you.
I'll fix you right up. So, anyway, the point is Super Beets from beets. It's grown. It's cooked, it's then dried and powdered, and then you get a canister of these things, lasts for a month, for your blood pressure level, for your circulation, for your energy, for your stamina, everything. Gets muscles and brain working pluperfectly. So if you want to get in on this, you haven't really started yet, what you do is you call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Okay, free shipping, free 30-day supply. You get all of the guarantees that go with something like this that's practical. You know, if we're all talking about it and we all are on the same page, that you know, it's hard to get all of us on the same page for anything. So if we all agree Super Beets is the way to help support your blood pressure levels and your system being fulfilled, then you know it's important to call 800-655-4183 or order them at DougLikesBeets.com. The Top Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to plan and prep for a storm. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, this week is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the official start of hurricane season is June 1st. Hurricanes and severe weather can be extremely dangerous, as we know. And in 2016, more than 1 million households and businesses were left without power by Hurricane Matthew. So we want to help people get prepared now.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Power outages can cost thousands of dollars, and having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect generator means that your power can be restored the moment the outage occurs. These generators are professionally installed, and once connected, they are on standby and ready to go. You can program the generator to power whichever functions in your home are most important to you, whether that's several appliances and lights or your entire home. Cummins Quiet Connect generators are quieter, more compact, and can be installed as close as 18 inches from your home, so you're never without power.
What are some other important tips?
Well, survey your property for things that might need attention, like dead trees, loose shingles, and even overgrown vegetation. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster preparedness kit that includes all the necessities that you and your family need, like bottled water, non-perishable foods, prescription refills, extra batteries, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit homegenerators.cummins.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. The overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio is our focus during our surveillance hour. Surveillance provided by Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Evil Joe Crummy with his evil podcast, Evil Thoughts. So we're at number 8 on the countdown, the big brawl at the Turkish embassy. I didn't really... It looked like the set of a movie to me. I didn't quite get what that was all about. Wasn't the Turkish president here this week?
Yeah, it was the day they were meeting. I just watched the video.
The Armenians were protesting the fact that they still don't recognize the Armenian genocide, which was 100 years ago.
Even though there's totally a movie about it now, which makes it real.
Totally. And,
totally a movie.
So when the Turks went out, they just didn't like it, and they started... whooping up on him.
Did you see that guy that gets knocked on the ground and people walk over and just start kicking him in the head?
It's the old guy just sitting on the ground already and they walk over and start beating him up while he's on the ground. So apparently they still thought that they were in Turkey and could just walk over and start...
They thought Washington was Turkey for a few minutes. Right. Like, hey, no! This nothing is the United proves, States, everybody settled
nothing
down.
Proves that a very violent act never happened by more violence.
So we were out with our friend the other day and our friends and the wife is Armenian and she was beside herself. I mean, it's just, man.
And I think Erdogan's, one of his personal bodyguards, was arrested. He was in the brawl, too, right?
Because they started it, I heard. It was security forces that rushed the protesters. So they don't shut up, and that's what
That guy's not the most progressive thinker in the world. The candidates that are connected to progressive thinking versus the people that are attached to the Ayatollah. And it's completely an age thing. The millennials in any country in the world are headed in the direction of more liberté, shall we say. French election proved that. That guy never would have won had it not been for the younger voters.
Mm.
And so it just you look at the old style politics
too.
In machines, say again, in women?
And female voters in France, yeah.
Right.
That's a big part of his campaign, is to have more gender equality in the government.
Didn't vote for him because he was a good candidate. He was attractive. He's good looking. And unfortunately, a lot of people are very
shallow. That's a good reason. I like that.
No, a lot of people are shallow. They vote for people. I remember Richie. Remember the first day that Palin was on.
She had
couldn't wait
immediately. You're
we
right.
Exactly.
No, you don't want.
We couldn't wait, Joe.
What?
When that announcement was made, Richie was on, and I were on the phone to each other in seconds. After that, remember that, Richie?
She's awesome. I can, I'm voting right now. I want to vote today.
Yeah, right.
Sarah Palin, man.
I want to vote twice.
Okay, number seven is something that I have no interest in discussing whatsoever.
That's a DC story, though, too. That's another one.
No, this is an interesting story. This
it is interesting.
Seth Rich murder.
Why is it interesting?
Well, you know,
conspiracy.
He was nothing was stolen from him when he was murdered, so it was kind of a little conspicuous from the get-go, and now we start to find out that he had contact with WikiLeaks and had some files that had been released to WikiLeaks, and so now it's starting to look like this is a government conspiracy takedown because he had something that somebody didn't want released. So it's getting this is going to be a movie one day.
And Hillary did it. Right? No, the
Hillary has no reason to have done it, but she might have done it just because.
Well,
no,
she's mad
at people she's killed.
Because he's leaking, supposedly, the confidential emails, the John Podesta stuff and all of that stuff that went to WikiLeaks. Now, it didn't come from Russia, supposedly. If this is true, it really came from a disgruntled worker in Washington, and they took him down.
Nah. Doug, I guarantee you this will be a Law & Order episode in the next 2 months. Guarantee.
By the way, there's a new Law & Order show called Law & Order Final Justice, I think is what the new... so this guy.
Is there a new one called True Crime?
That's what it is. Law & Order True Crime. Right.
It sounds like a pay-per-view wrestling event.
How many of these shows are there? Because I don't know. Is there like a Law & Order?
There's four shows in Chicago produced by Dick Wolf, and now there are two, at least, that have come back that are Law & Order franchises from New York.
We're going to have a special one. Yeah. Law & Order goes to pop.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 34 past the hour. Woo. Our radio overview here for the benefit of those listening over the weekend to discussions of import from intelligent talk radio personalities, including Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I always, when I mention Victoria, I've always got Kara on my mind. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Anyway, we have the top 10 items, and we've gotten to number 6, the newest cyber attack threats. Or the question comes here on whether we're really involved in TSA television trivia, whether we have travel theater going on, or is there really something to this? And it appears this was the subject matter, by the way, of this all the hoopla about President Trump talking to the Russians, which is a whole different thing. That's so much of a can of manure. But the threats, whether they're real or not, I don't know. It bothers me whenever I see these things, because I think that most of the people in Daesh are pretty stupid, because otherwise why would they follow somebody to, 72 virgins and all that stuff. And so I think that they don't really, literally, there's no schooling. The reason that they can suck in young kids is because they never go to school, they get nothing to do, so they suck them in, and that's how they get their warriors. So are these people smart enough to figure out how to create a battery that would be put into a laptop, wouldn't be detectable, and would blow up? And so we'll start with a guy who has evil thoughts to begin with. Joe,
well,
What do you think?
Yeah, no, if you want to get my evil thoughts on this, I say, hell yeah, of course. I mean, you know, they were smart enough to fool the USA and fly planes into the World Trade Center. And I will say that one bomb on an airplane, and there goes the whole weekend. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, and I think I take it totally seriously. Rich, don't you?
Well, without a doubt, and that's why they're taking that threat seriously. But I think this is more about this amazing story of the virus that went all around the world last week.
Oh, I thought Doug was trying to go to airplane route on this.
Yeah,
I
know. It's both. But the amazing part of this whole cyber activity this week for me was the fact that our NSA collects, stamps.
Yeah, that's what the knowledge that we have learned about what they learn, and more, Richie, I think you're right on that aspect.
Well, they want to know about any kind of cyber threat that's going on when it comes to hacking and viruses. So, like the Centers for Disease Control, like they collect diseases, so does the NSA when it comes to viral attacks. So they were collecting all of these different viruses and hacks and insecurities that could threaten our infrastructure, and WikiLeaks got a hold of them and released them and put them out on the internet. And then North Korea says, look at this.
Why not?
Have a little fun with this. Mm-hmm. And they did. And they basically, the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, they own it right now.
Right.
The North
Disney's
Koreans.
Not going to pay him.
Disney's not going to pay him.
You didn't hear that. What they did was tell Disney, if you didn't give us $3 million, we're going to, in 20-minute increments, release the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It cost them $200 million to make. They need to have a good weekend. But who's going to sit?
Good luck with that strategy.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense.
They obviously don't know millennials, because we need to binge watch, and we need to not in 20-minute increments where we're waiting for the next 20 minutes to download. So that's not going to affect any of that audience.
Still kill the box office.
How, though? I mean, most families are not looking online to see 20-minute increments on YouTube. And we don't even know if it would end up on YouTube.
I think people want to see that kind of a movie in a theater.
If it leaks out that the movie stinks, you know, because 20 million people have seen it online, then it's
that is true. That could affect it, you know, reviews, but I don't know.
And remember last year, somebody hacked and took, Orange is the New Black from Netflix?
Right.
And they released it online because they wouldn't pay the ransom. So,
you know what? I looked for that, though, and I am a Netflix member, and that was not easy to find. So that's the thing. Unless you're really computer savvy on the receiving end of that, it's not something that, like, the average TV viewer can just go and say, oh, I'm going to save money on Netflix now or whatever, and I'll just watch the hacked version.
It's just a fascinating story to watch from the beginning, that the NSA gets hacked, WikiLeaks releases it, North Korea takes it, and holds Disney hostage.
That sounds like a plot of a movie.
Among hundreds of other countries and companies.
Yeah, right, and, you know, the other thing that really sucks about that, at least the WannaCry ransomware thing, was really funny, you know, that this takes over your computer and it says, you got to give me $300. I read that even it won't even work, even if you give them the $300, because it's Bitcoin. They don't really know where the money comes from, so you get the double
whammy.
What do you
whammy, do with Bitcoin? What is there about Bitcoin? I don't get what
it's untraceable
Bitcoin?
Cyber coin. That's what it is.
Well, again, if you're trying to blackmail a regular
person. Can I go to ParachuteHome.com? And buy
Bitcoin?
With Bitcoin? What are you going to do with it?
No. I mean, 99% of average people don't even know what Bitcoin is. No, they don't understand the concept of it, and no one knows how to access it. So,
so
they're really
they
barking up
computer,
the wrong
though,
tree.
They wreck your computer, and then you somehow you come up with $300. They don't fix your computer, so you get the double whammy, and that would really tick me off.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roger Ailes passed this week, number 5, the passing of the fellow that ran Fox, came up with the idea to do it. He was an instrumental Republican figure for decades, starting with Richard Nixon, helped Ronald Reagan's image, got George H.W. Bush elected, and then paired up with the Murdochs and created a Fox News channel, very successful. I use the term, I think Victoria and I had earlier used the term, karma, and it upset. I'm just reading an email from somebody now who was not happy that I used that term, and it probably wasn't used in the right frame of reference. And yeah, there are a lot of women who might say that because he was, the reason that he left Fox is
right.
Because of his extracurricular activities with the women who were there. And so, but his wife stood by him, and that says something for her.
Yeah, I thought that was remarkable to see his wife totally standing by him, talking about what a profound life he had had and all this, under the circumstances, too. It was very profound, I thought.
Yeah.
Whatever, Chris Cornell is dead, and that's what bothered me more this week.
Yeah.
Who died
agreed.
This week? There was a problem. Chris Cornell or Roger Ailes?
Yeah. Chris Cornell.
Could you imagine Roger Ailes
we don't know the
at a Chris Cornell concert? I was trying to put the two of them together. It doesn't work.
He hung himself.
Yeah.
Which is
52. Yeah, he's only 52 years old.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, we'll continue with a focus on the Middle East and what else there is with the Trump. I'm so tired of listening to these people talk and the whispers of impeachment, these morons who don't even understand what impeachment is, how it works.
That's what this is.
It is.
Well, speaking of the witch hunt, my favorite quote of the entire week, when Trump said that he is the victim of the biggest witch hunt in history, and then a rep for the town of Salem, Massachusetts, said, "I have strong evidence that that's totally a false claim." That is my favorite moment of the week.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To review, so that there is some semblance of order here, to the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, who's hot and who's not. Number 9, a lot of discussion about the Trump budget and who says what about that and its impact on the health care plan. Number 8, the slaying of the policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, travel ban arguments, pro and con. Trump administration wants you to check your laptop or your iPad. They want you not to have those implements coming back from a visit to Europe. Let's see here. Number 6, the French election. Number 5 is the Kushner family doing things illegally. The Confederate statue removal in New Orleans is number 4. Number 3, the threat of violence from North Korea. The health care plan is number 2. And Trump fires Comey is number 1 this week.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. More than 2.7 million Americans have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, a common type of irregular heartbeat, with symptoms often described as butterflies in the chest. People with AFib have a 5 times higher risk of stroke than those without the condition. Dr. David Rose, a neurologist at the University of South Florida, is encouraging people with AFib to talk to their doctor.
Anticoagulants, or blood thinners, can help reduce the risk of stroke for people with AFib. That's why it's important to speak with a doctor who can help determine which blood thinner works best for you. Because blood thinners are associated with an increased risk of bleeding, your doctor can help you understand the risks and benefits of treatment. It's also important to ask your doctor about the availability of treatments that can reverse the blood thinning effect in the rare event of an emergency.
If you have atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctor today about your risk for stroke.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement.
Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now a list officially, so if you get lost in some of our conversation and don't hear the actual list, I'll give it to you. On the people's side, Paul Ryan's at number 10. The winners and losers, the victors and vanquished in France, number 9. Nicole Kushner-Meyer, number 8. Kim Jong-un, number 7. Anderson Cooper, number 6. Sean Spicer, number 5. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. James Comey, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I don't think there's anything that surprises us there. The Comey thing will, I think, stick around for another week or two, and then it'll get supplanted by something else. Whatever Donald thinks needs to be at the top of the pile, if there isn't a lot of noise and a lot of focus on him, he'll do something. So now the focus and the noise will be taken from him. So that's it. Our review of the people on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 45 past the hour, the Talk Radio review of the hot hits in Talk Radio this week, thanks to the thoughts of Joe Crummy, evil or otherwise, the thoughts of Victoria Keelan, evil or otherwise, thoughts of Richard Fadden, evil or otherwise, and Doug Steffen here pulling it together. So the Syrian airstrikes that took place, appropriate. Yeah, I don't know, but what else do you say? What's the conversation? Listening to these radio programs, who talks about this stuff, and what do they say? What do you say about us going and bombing another Syrian location?
I say let the president hang out with the Russians in the Oval Office, make a few deals, and fix the Syrian thing ASAP. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. Yeah, let's stop this tiptoeing around. Let's just get in and do business. And we have to, if we have to do business with people who may not be our best friends, whatever.
Well, yeah, but see, I think the Russians, that's something, it's to move up the scale here a little bit, and the discussion about Trump and what he gave to the Russians, and the Russians coming back out with there's nothing in here. What are you people all talking about over in America? And then those who are worried about World War III and the Chinese are our enemy. Everybody's our enemy. Why is everybody our enemy?
Why?
Russia
right.
is really not. I mean, the Chinese, it's not in their interest to knock us off, because if they try to knock us off, we're going to knock them off. It's over. Everybody's done. And so they have their fun, like the KGB guys love to have vacations down the Crimea. So they go to Ukraine, they take over the Crimea so they can go down and have their vacations, and that's it. They don't want Ukraine. Ukraine's broke. What do they care about Ukraine? All they want is the beach.
They wanted the port.
Okay, they got a port, too. They got a beach, and they got a port. That's it.
Yeah, no, let's go to nuclear war over that. You know, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You're not going to, look, we're not going to invade Russia over Crimea. They know it, we know it, let's move on. It's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. So, and I think that's the same thing. What I'm interested in is how this new guy in South Korea is going to interface with Kim Jong-un and whoever else is there that he can talk to. Back to, when's the last time Dennis Rodman was there? Anybody know?
A couple of weeks. Boy.
Been just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
How does he get in there? There's no international flights.
Well, they probably made him an honorary citizen by now.
Do they fly in? They must fly in from China. Like, if you go to Beijing, you could probably hop.
Yeah, right. You would fly in. That makes sense. You would fly to China, and then you would fly in. Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay. All right. Oh, you want to go, Joe? Shall you and I?
Let's take save me. Let's go, Doug. Let's go party in Pyongyang.
Trip. Yes.
I think it's a totally safe bet, you know, given what you guys do. You're both, you know, outspoken radio hosts who work in media.
Right.
I think you guys are going to breeze in and out of there, no problem.
Yeah. Victoria wants to take over the show because we'll be gone.
Of course she does. That's right. She and Jennifer and Kara, they want me gone.
No, Rich and I are going to be back here. Rich and I will take over.
Right. You want to be sitting in a prison, Doug, you and me? I don't think so. Right.
Rich and I aren't going. We'll send somebody to bail you out, maybe, but...
Well, it depends on how often you shower, Joe. Probably be okay in a cell with you as long as we can have a daily shower.
Oh, yes, because showering, I'm sure, is a high priority for their prisoners.
This conversation could go in a bad way real quick.
Yes, it could.
Well, I've always thought you were cute, Doug. I mean,
number two and number one have to do with the most ridiculous speculation that I... This is the most... This is the country being led by the news media.
It is. It 100%
yep.
is.
Yep. That's all it is. Is they have nothing on Trump. They can't get him. And to have this stuff... They start talking about this 5 minutes after the guy got sworn in January. Oh, yeah. And it's just, it's because he's changed the landscape for the news media, and they're like crying, sniveling 10-year-old kids.
Well, they find out that he has a conversation, or somebody has a conversation, but nothing was said that they can prove. There's no proof of anything anywhere. So it is all 100% speculation. That's not to say that they may not find something, but they are jumping on it, and they're going, he's got to be impeached right now.
There you go. You said the I word. We've been talking about the story for 2 minutes now, and it's so funny because we never said, it's the president being impeached and all this. Is everybody as aware of it as we are? I mean, listen to the way we approached it. Doug, you didn't even have to say, the president is impeached. You didn't even have to say that. We were just kind of coming at it from an obtuse angle. Is everybody talking about it the way we are? Because I am, and I know you are.
Well, what do you mean? Define how we are talking about it. Dismissing it. I'm dismissing it.
God, I'm wrecking the conversation here, aren't I? Oh, I hate when I do this. I'm just as sick of it as you are. I mean, that's all I want to say, and I'll back off. But I do this every day, and I know you do, too. And it's
evil thoughts. Joe Crummy's podcast. Victoria, thank you. Richie, thank you. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Live from New York, it's Victoria. I like that. All right, 53 past the hour. Time for us to overview the top five items. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're back from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. You can do that back in... Well, listen, I'm using a valuable time. Come on, let's get at it. Top five tech stories this week, starting with what Lady Gaga has done, Victoria.
Lady Gaga is the latest celebrity to throw her hat into the emoji game. You know, Kim Kardashian has Kimojis. Justin Bieber has Losermojis. I don't know, whatever they're called.
Wormmojis.
Wormmojis, yeah. So a lot of especially musicians, a lot of people have done this. And so now Lady Gaga has... She's a little late late to the game, which is surprising for Gaga, but she has released her Gaga Moji package. Right now, it's only available on iOS, which is for iPhones, but they are developing an Android package as well. It's $1.99 in the Apple iMessage store. And it has 52 stickers and all kinds of different gifts. And then it also has her actual emojis, pictures of Gaga, all kinds of really fun things from her Joanne tour, which is her new album, the big pink hat that she's been wearing. So they're really cute. Lots of little sayings like, yes, Gaga, and hashtag Joanne vibes and images of Gaga from her Super Bowl halftime show. So they're really cute. You can accent your text messages with them. I'm going to start sending you all of the Gaga emojis, Doug, when I text you next.
Very nice. Thank you. All right, so let's get to number four as we count down the top five. Lowe's.
This is really interesting. Lowe's has teamed up with Virginia Tech to develop wearable mechanical muscles that they call an exosuit. And the exosuit is for the employees who have to go up into the rafters and lift heavy pieces of lumber or, you know, large appliances and things like that. And so that's very taxing. You see everyone who works in a home improvement store, they all have to wear the back braces,
yeah,
you know, in order so that they don't injure themselves when they're moving things around. And so this exosuit doesn't require electricity, which is unlike other exosuits that are on the market. This one uses carbon fiber, and it stores and then releases energy guided by the user. So basically, it's like a kind of backpack suit, and it's padded leg and waist harnesses, and then the suit takes some of the stress away from the repeated heavy lifting. So they're working on this now. It's in beta testing, and they say that they can probably, if everything goes according to plan, they can probably have exosuits for all Lowe's employees in those heavy lifting departments in about 2 years. So you may go into a Lowe's in 2 years or less and see what looks like a man in, you know, a robotic suit lifting lumber for you.
Robert Downey Jr. in his,
it is. It's very Tony Stark. You're right.
All right. But the other side of it is maybe it would be cheaper to send them to the gym and build up their muscles so that they're not as vulnerable.
Well, I've seen some pretty bulky guys working at Lowe's. I don't think that's the problem.
All right. Number three on our list of the top five tech stories this week.
A new study from CheapAir.com has found the ideal times to save money on airline tickets. To get the cheapest fare, it wrote an algorithm that reviewed more than 350 million airfares between the U.S. and 3,000 international and domestic markets. This is a massive algorithm, and this took a while for them to run this program, too. And so they found, on average, when you're buying an airline ticket from the U.S., the best time, if your origin city is anywhere in the U.S., the best times to book are 59 days ahead if you're going to Canada, 61 days ahead for Mexico and Central America, 76 days ahead for the Caribbean, 81 days for South America, 90 days for Asia, 99 days for Europe, which is something people don't really think of. People still buy tickets to Europe in the month and a half range, but 99 days before is actually the best, and 119 days for Africa and the Middle East. So these are obviously weird odd numbers, so when they ran the pricing, those were all the best times.
All right, number two on this list.
Tesla, last fall we reported here on the DJV show that Tesla was making these beautiful solar-powered roof tiles, and so now they are available for pre-order, and the interesting thing about these, not only do they have a lifetime warranty, they are a bit pricey at first, but the prices will drop, but the other cool thing about it, the design, when you look at your house from the street view, it looks like regular roofing tiles. You have no idea that they're solar.
Number one this week, why cry?
Oh, this is the story no one could get away from. This was the ransomware attack that literally terrorized the globe. Hospitals were affected. Everyone was affected by this. If you, on a personal level, if you don't have your Windows security updated recently, go and do it. Just search for the MS-17-010 security patch, and that will cover you.
It took me 4.5 hours to get it downloaded, but
yeah,
it'll be working fine. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. Tech Talk time, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.